Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back to 17 until the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I know I sound a little bit different, just a little bit of a raspy voice. Doesn't hurt. I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, is the number three, thethirdingredient.com. John Sculley's our guest, former CEO of PepsiCola and Apple, and he is the author of Moonshot, Game-Changing Strategies to Build Billion-Dollar Businesses, and he's never stopped, folks. He's continued to be a leader on a number of areas. Healthcare, he just gave us an amazing report on what he and his organizations are doing to make healthcare more transparent. John, talk to us about what you're seeing out there as a tech leader in the world, one of our global thinkers. When you think of artificial intelligence, a lot of people are concerned about robots. They're concerned about AI, and I think they're justified in that in some way. But as you know, you've seen some of my work. I've said for a long time that, you know, long before a robot takes us down, humans are going to do it to ourselves. I mean, a robot can't do anything we don't program it to do. What do you think?
Well, I've been involved with artificial intelligence, also known as machine learning, for quite a while. I'm co-founder of one of the most successful personalized marketing companies called Zeta Global, which is all built on artificial intelligence in terms of being able to match up a message, a marketing message, with the customer who is most likely to want to buy that product or service. So it's very much where marketing is moving. In fact, we'll see it in not just marketing, but we'll see it in how people communicate with various constituencies about issues, including politics, that they want to get support for. So it is real. The thing which I think is interesting, though, and I've been a big champion of this for several decades now, is the reinvention of work. I grew up in Silicon Valley when I was CEO of Apple back in the 1980s, Jim. And at that time, we were the tool-making era of technology. In other words, you had to make the tools that people could use to take advantage of the breakthroughs like personal computers. So things like PowerPoint and spreadsheet, these were tools. Well, the way I think about artificial intelligence, it's not just going to wipe out the future of work. It's also going to be able to enable people who have to reinvent themselves in terms of their skills to be able to have better tools that will help them. Just like I go on Google every morning and I can look up a subject and study it in a way that was impossible back when I was a student, right, and had to go to a library. Well, we're going to see machine learning, artificial intelligence, that is going to make it an asset for us to be able to do new kinds of works, to learn new skills much more rapidly than we could any other way. So,
one of the myths we've got right now that I think is being debunked is that artificial intelligence, robots, are going to take jobs. I mean, we've got more than we've ever had of that, and yet unemployment is almost, you know, down to nothing. It goes back to what you said a minute ago about retooling, isn't it? It's not that we're not going to have jobs. It's we're going to have different jobs.
We're definitely going to have different jobs. There are 6.2 million open jobs that cannot be filled because we don't have the people in the U.S. that have the skills to fill those jobs.
Two million of those are manufacturing.
Yeah. And manufacturing is dramatically different as an industry than it was a decade ago, because now, you know, robots are doing a lot of things, but the robots need somebody who can maintain them, who can oversee what they're doing. So there still are manufacturing jobs, but they're entirely different kinds of skills in manufacturing than what we had a decade ago. So on the one hand, Jim, there is the threat that some jobs, many jobs, are going to be eliminated as we know them today. but there's still going to be jobs out there. And they're going to be jobs that are going to require new skills. And the higher paying jobs that require new skills are going to need to take advantage of what artificial intelligence can do for them as a tool, not just as a threat to take away their old job.
Is that overall direction, that overall momentum, dynamism, is that going to promote the middle class, you think, in the future? What do you think? Right now the middle class is under a lot of stress. What do you think all this is going to do to have an impact on the middle class in America, John, over the next 20 years? What do you think?
Well, I think America has always had the middle class, at least since the end of the Second World War. The middle class has been foundational to everything that we admire about America. And so to lose the middle class would be devastating. And we don't have to lose the middle class, but we have to have job opportunities for people to make decent wages, just like they did in the 50s and 60s mm-hmm. and 70s, working in factories and more traditional jobs, lifetime jobs. Those don't exist anymore. So we've got to find ways to prepare the middle class for different kinds of jobs. Now the good news is that the rural parts of America have been left out, but now the rural parts of America, as we get into 5G, which is the next generation of technology, is going to enable people to do all kinds of work remotely from wherever they couldn't do before.
John,
that could be very important for the middle class.
I need your website, John.
Scully Speaks. SCULLEYSPEAKS.com.
All right, so check it out, folks. The book is called Moonshot by John Scully. When we come back, we're going to talk about disruptions that are coming at you. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.